This is the intro of the Ramblecast extension.
There you go.
There you go.
Will that make Jay happy?
You guys don't do an extent. You don't do our. You just guys just start talking.
Yeah, whole point.
It's almost as if we do a show called the Ramblecast.
I said, but I go. He goes, that's why no one's listening. I go, what do you mean no one's listening?
No. You caught us in mid ramble here, guys.
Yeah,
we're all warmed up.
That's the allure of the show. That's what it's all about.
I said we had a great conversation a couple weeks ago with about Robert Kraft and the whole situation down there. I go, it's not my fault nobody responded. I go, but I thought it was a serious conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
Felt.
Well, you have to be. Don't you have to be a $5 patron to listen to the extension?
Yeah. Well, maybe there's no $5 patrons. I mean, we were doing this for nothing. I don't know.
we could be talking into a empty cave. You
know, knowing Jay, he goes, I didn't know we didn't have any $5 patrons.
Now, truth be told, though, a lot of the times, you know, we do talk right after the show. So this is really kind of earnestly like what we do, right?
Yeah,
So we just kind of... It's kind of a.
We just hit the record button instead of.
I did say the hardest thing. I was telling him, I said, the hardest thing is I go, now that we're a week behind, meaning we record a week ahead of time, is I don't remember what we talk about.
I don't either.
Luckily, yeah. Nick writes it, you know.
I do write it down.
Yeah. Down because I don't know.
But
it is funny. I'm not sure if you guys do. I get messages all the time from listeners going, you guys are talking about this. And could you remember exactly like what the argument was between this and this? I'm like, fuck, dude.
That was a month ago.
The argument was that nobody said that homemade cookies couldn't be on the debate. Okay,
it should just be understood, man.
Any cookie, like, any fucking cookie.
You said my cookie. Grandma's chocolate chips.
No, I said homemade chocolate.
Okay. That's homemade so fucking subjective, man.
You could pick homemade sugar cookies.
I would have gone with homemade sugar cookies, but what if the homemade cookies suck?
Well, yeah. That's on you for making bad homemade cookies.
No, you could be promoting homemade cookies that suck. I don't know. I've never tasted your homemade cookies.
Have you ever had peanut butter cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good homemade. But name me a decent store-bought peanut butter cookie.
Have you ever had Rice Krispie treats made with peanut butter instead of marshmallows?
Nutter
no
butter?
Shit.
I have not.
You just fucking blew my mind, Nick.
Oh, really?
You always have that person that brings in the homemade cookies. Like, you know, you're like,
come on. It should have been on the table.
Crunch.
Yeah,
these are really good.
You got to try these cookies. They're great. And you taste them, you go, oh my God, how am I gonna not make a face every time because they're looking at me?
So you got any homemade milk to wash down this shit?
Because people think their cookies are great. They suck. They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible cookies. I
got to tell you, though, my friend Beth just started her own business of making cookies. And she like the cookies are all the same, you know, the sugar cookies, like lemon, whatever, the basic cookie. The cookies are good. Like, they're actually really good. But she is a phenomenal cookie artist. Like, she's actually she spent a lot of time just kind of like, you know, messing around with her different styles and stuff. And she's just recently started her own little business. It's pretty awesome.
So can we start giving away her artist cookies for the best emails?
I probably could. I'll ask her for some cookies. I'll share some photos of
my daughter makes a great sugar cookie. The problem is she doesn't put any sugar on top of the cookie. So we always give her crap. Say, okay, your cookie is excellent. The cookie itself is excellent. Mm-hmm. I go, but you got to have some sugar on it. She goes, I do put sugar on it. I go, not enough sugar on the cookie. It's a sugar cookie. That's what it's called. It's a sugar cookie. Put some, you know, sugar, Pennsylvania Dutch sugar cookie.
I think this whole thing is a travesty. I mentioned it on the Facebook post.
Oh, earlier. No, you didn't mention it. You whined about it.
I know. I called this whole thing.
Not fair.
Would you say you're made to suffer? It's your lot in life?
It's my lot in life.
And I even put on there, you need to listen. Oreo's not on there, and you need to listen to it. People are still going,
oh, my God. Don't get me started about the people that are, like, bitching about the cookies already. I'm like, did you even fucking listen?
Listen, exactly.
Like, you didn't even listen. You're just out here moaning and bitching.
But in the title, it says, listen to the podcast to find out why certain cookies weren't. Nope, not them. Where's the Oreo cookie?
Why didn't you put burger on there?
Burger. That's a good.
Yeah, well, I'm just imitating some nameless.
Some guy was pissing. Goes, why can't you put homemade cookies on there?
That was me.
You're right, Christy. They're actually very beautiful cookies.
Yeah, she does a nice job. I'm gonna put that picture in there right now. See, this is great fucking podcasting, but whatever.
Oh, you can see it.
He put it on our private message. Chat. These are all like St. Patrick's Day cookies. They're actually, if Chris is gonna put these up on the board, but like these are like get a leprechaun good. Hat. You have some.
You know what? Put it on Instagram, Chris, and give her some advertisement.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Taco. I should.
I like the taco one.
Yeah, she did the taco ones for like a baby announcement.
Oh, those are
cool. Okay.
That is amazing.
The baby's coming.
She does some really, really good work.
Talk about a baby. That's clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taco's never going to be the same again.
That's shit. I like what you were saying.
You got the horseshoe there. You got the shamrocks, the beer, green beer.
I like the beer, yeah.
Speaking of tacos and leprechauns.
I wish I had talent.
What are you talking about, Jack? You've won a podcaster's award.
I did say that in my argument. I said, because I told Jay, I go, nobody wants to do the intro. He goes, what do you mean? I go, you voted on? I go, well, yeah, there's four of us. I go, it's not a dictatorship. I go, I did try to tell him. I go,
it didn't take a long time.
No, I said, I did try to tell him, hey, look, I've won a podcast award. But I was like, who the fuck needs an intro? It's the next extension.
Yeah.
It's extension. What else do you need?
It's an extension of the original episode.
Because you guys are doing the most, and I go, I don't know.
Yeah, we're doing all of the heavy lifting.
Exactly.
Give us a break.
As always.
Hey, this is like in the 90s, you know, bands would always put like this bonus track like way at the end. Yeah, you know, like, they'd be like, 84, there'd be like 10 minutes of silence, and then all of a sudden it would be like, here's your bonus song. Fuck you.
So we have an hour and plus of silence. And then we have a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. So unrelated to cookies, but related to leprechauns, I had seen this article about Pornhub and how...
In a dark road.
No, it's not dark. It was
Pornhub. I was thinking like leprechaun porn, like what?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Pornhub does this thing where they release their statistics about like what people look during the holidays, like what they search or whatever. And so during St. Patrick's Day, the most searched porn thing was leprechaun.
I want to find your pot of gold.
I just think it's weird that people are in this like porn state of mind where they're like, oh, I gotta be festive. I gotta like look up leprechaun porn. Like,
so do they look for like Santa Claus porn?
I don't know. I didn't go that deep into the it didn't talk
eat,
about
Papa,
that
eat.
Shit. That is another.
From that whole thing, from Rudolph, has a whole new meaning.
It is weird. I remember having a conversation.
Bring
like
over the elves.
Nick was right. It didn't go into dark.
Bring the dentist over. He probably got something in him.
the article did say, though, that during this Facebook Twitter fiasco that happened last week, yes. Which, by the way, I thought I caused that.
I bet you did. Bitching about your cookies. Hey, Papa, these Misfit toys don't work. I thought it was the batteries, but it's not.
Apparently, like, Pornhub, like, their feed, like, skyrocketed while everybody, like, couldn't get on Facebook and Instagram. Like, nobody had anything to do with their hands, apparently.
Well, that's some porn.
Has someone ever... Think about it. I'm sorry I can't get off this Rudolph porn movie.
You can't get off, right?
Hey, Rudolph with that red nose. Won't you guide something tonight? Let's go, baby.
It always made that weird noise. So
I remember talking something similar to this like a year ago or so.
Bungles bounce. About,
like since Game of Thrones, incest porn is like skyrocketed.
Oh.
So I'm not going there, but I'll
kill
Rudolph porn.
Yeah.
You think it's because of Game of Thrones, the incest?
Well, that's what they were. That's the only thing that was.
I remember that they did say that.
Yeah, like because Game of Thrones, because even though Jaime and Cersei, the actors aren't related, it's still like the fact that like I'm doing my sister. Like you're like, all right.
I love my. Is Chris like either frozen or is he looking up Rudolph porn?
I think he's,
I'm trying to figure out how to share shit on Instagram. I don't even know how to do it.
It's a button. It's share.
Oh yeah, like you basically
you did it last week.
You need
to share.
I created a post. I just don't know how to
You need to be like if you're trying to share like her post, you need to follow her from our RDAD cast.
Right.
Yeah.
And then like go to her picture and then hit like retweet or resend or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
and not that we expect her to do the same thing, but you know.
And not add to story. Just
no, just like it's one of those icons where it's like share or something.
Share, like.
Yeah, it's a share button, but it's like
gives you we can do out here.
Add story, reply, copy link, share
to. She said I'm cute. Let's go get some does.
Yeah, it is creepy, Jack. It's, I mean, like, I was just talking about, like, this article, you know, like there's actual, like.
You, Corn Cornelius, throw something up. Nothing. I got nothing. We don't want you in here, you go. You get, go get some Viagra or something.
I feel like I missed so much in my effort to try to learn how to retweet shit on Instagram, which is just probably the most aged thing I've ever said.
I just was talking about this thing about that Pornhub had talked about the statistics about people searching leprechaun porn over St. Patty's Day.
I said, what about Christmas porn? And then I got to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I broke Jack.
And then Jack started criticizing Matt and I because we hadn't watched like Deep Throat and Debbie Does Dallas. And she's like, yeah, I can't believe you haven't seen this old porn.
Santa Does Rudolph.
Exactly.
The whole thing.
I did not go down that.
This
conversation was about cookies.
Exactly.
Quick update from our Ramblecast proper show. The animated GIF that I posted of the one and only Nicolas Cage has already got a like and a comment from Jess.
Isn't that a GIF?
Yes.
your GIF GIF.
My GIF GIF. My GIF.
It's already got a comment.
Jessica Wagner. I love that movie. See? People fucking
okay,
love
time out. That doesn't even count.
Why?
She's Canadian.
Consider the source.
Because she's Canadian.
Yeah.
She's frozen She's frozen in our house 6 months out of the year. She can't even get out. So it's like it doesn't count.
And that's the spirit of the animated gizif of Nick getting that smell of freedom.
Oh my God, I'm losing.
All right,
I think lack of sleep is bad.
I'm going home.
All right, I think we finally found somebody to put the star on the top of the tree. It's Jack. I'm trying to tie it back around to Jack.
It does make sense of what she's saying. Eat, Papa, eat.
You took it really weird though, because like
What do you mean? I took it, but you saw it though. You saw it, and then Misfit Toys. You just change it all around. It needs to be updated anyway, right?
True.
It was 1965 it came out.
Yeah.
All right. We matured as an audience, but so let's move it around.
What came out in 1965?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, right. It came out like earlier than that, though, didn't it?
The story's been around forever, but the
story,
the plot, the movie, you know,
Tale as old as time.
Kiss her once for me, ho ho. Anyway, it's an actual song from the. I'm not making this up.
I believe. Okay, yeah, you're right. 1964.
You go. Who was questioning me?
I was.
No one.
Someone was questioning me.
Okay, so on that note, I hope everybody enjoyed our heated debate about cookies and our slow
and check out friend post the link because those cookies are amazing.
They look delicious.
It's one of those things. Do you eat? It's like the people that make the cakes. You know, the cake design people. It's like. do you make?
Oh, the, no, they're delicious. Gourmet.
Yeah.
They're delicious. Well, so once I figure out how to use the Instagrams, I'll post it. But in the meantime, if you're listening and you want to check it out, you can check it out on Instagram. It's Bartolini's Creative Connection Confections, and it's just under Instagram name Bartolini's. It's Bardellinis. Bartolini's. That's Beth. She's awesome. Love Beth. Makes great cookies.
Well, nice work.
Yes.
And they're homemade, so that makes Matt happy.
They are. They're homemade.
They make me so happy. Homemade's work.
Well, she said she's starting a business. She's doing it from home, or she just...
Yeah, she's doing it from... Her idea is to get big enough where she needs to get a place to do it, but right now she's doing it out of her home.
Oh, well, she's fantastic at designing.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I hope everybody enjoyed this extension. I know we did.
I'm sorry. I got twisted, but it's not my fault.
And we really totally wasn't my fault.
It was Matt's. Yeah.
Matt did start it, but you know, but everyone's gonna say, "Oh no, wait, Matt's the favorite."
Nobody says that. You say that.
We've literally had reviews that say Matt is
the favorite.
That is true.
So. I don't know why you get so defensive about that. It's nothing wrong with being the favorite. You're the favorite. Big deal.
No, because you know it's a lot.
I'm the jerk. You're the favorite. Nick's the other guy, and what is Chris?
He's the interrupter.
One.
He's the one-upper.
One upper.
It's like,
am I a one upper? Am I just a one? I'm a one alsoer.
Yeah, one alsoer. Yeah,
yeah.
Double down on that.
Well, this is the greatest.
Rudolph too.
This is the greatest podcast since Con Air. So,
yeah, help make us number one. That's all we want in life is be the number one podcast in the world. Right.
Send us a review. I've been working on these drawings of Amazon boxes, doing weird shit.
Cool.
So, posted this Amazon box on my Instagram art account the other day. So feel free to write us in. I will send that out
you
to
have
someone.
What's your Instagram art account?
At Everyday Inventors. So I don't really follow anybody. I just post about art. So sorry, it's just kind of my side.
You don't want people to follow you?
You can follow me or not follow me. I really don't care. You can check it out, not check it out. I just pop on there to post art. I know it seems weird, but maybe it doesn't. It makes sense to me.
Don't you want people to see it?
Yeah, if they want to. See, okay, here's the thing. My own private account as Matthew Eichhoff, I'm a little bit more guarded about, I guess, on Instagram. Like it's private. But Everyday Inventors is public, so you can follow it if you want to. You don't have to follow it. But I only post art and I don't follow people on there. So sorry about that.
So you're an anti-follower.
I am an anti-follower on there, but just because
you don't do the thing. If you notice on the Ramblecast thing, people will follow you and the next day you follow. So I'll follow them.
Right.
I have that policy. Well, like sometimes I check it out, see if it's not some porn thing. But sometimes I got burned. I go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, this is some leprechaun porn.
Yeah. Sure. So then what I do is but then the next day I go, wait a minute, how do we lose a follower? And you go, oh, that fucking jerk. There's got to be, I've been saying this for like years. There's got to be a name for it where someone follows you and then unfollows you. They're only trying to get you as a follower so they can build
their. They're like a catfish.
But you can always tell because, like, I don't know, especially on Instagram, because you'll see two likes of your two most recent photos, and then they follow you, and that's it. And you never see that person ever again.
Yeah, it's such a bullshit thing.
Social media is a weird thing. I can't make sense of it, but I try to post at least a drawing every day. Sometimes I get lazy, but anyway. On that note, we'll end this show, I guess, this bonus extension. So
yeah,
hope everybody enjoyed it.
Get out there and vote for your favorite cookies.
Get those cookies while they're fresh, because they're one in a million. So great, kids, don't get cookie
on any given Tuesday.
That was actually no. Hold on, where it's due, credit should be given. Matt, that was probably your best.
Oh, okay.
Don't get cookie.
Don't get cookie. Thanks.
Okay, don't let that go to your head.
All right, I won't.
See you next Tuesday, everybody.
It's going to be his new Instagram account.
At Don't Get Cookie.
That's actually fucking phenomenal. That should be your Instagram.
That should have been in Solo.
Right.
And then they go, right. Go, that just doesn't make sense, but we'll go somewhere down the line with it.
Yeah.
You just gave so many bakers out there
cookie hard-ons.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly.
They're still the idea.
Yeah, they're still the idea. It's like, you know.
All right. Well,
great kid.
Don't get cookie. See you next Tuesday, as Chris would say. I think that's it, right? Let's stick a fork in it.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.